Let's go, Tribe. How about the Indians this weekend? The bats come alive. And All-Star Weekend coming here upon us. Already passed. I guess it's still part of the All-Star Weekend. It's kind of like a five-day holiday here in Cleveland. It's time for our Tribe Talking Tickets with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. And joining us on the line is Bob DiBiase. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, boys. Wonderful weekend thus far, and it's just going to be a great 2 days coming up with the Home Run Derby tonight and the All-Star Game tomorrow. We've had so much fun at Play Ball Park, all the different activities around towns, especially our legacy projects. Today we're going to cut a ribbon over at Brookside Park, field turfing a ball diamond with Hall of Fame slugger Jim Thome. Just so many things going on, and the Tribe is hot. A lot of good news.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's a weekend where you've got a lot of fans coming down, people coming through. It's like a big family reunion from old, you know, Tribe members throughout the year. And you had a chance to talk, obviously, the big event last Friday with Rocky Colavito. That must have been very special for those in attendance.
It was absolutely one for the ages. Obviously, Rocky, a generational hero. He shaped the childhood of many of us. About 800 or more showed up to the State Theater. He rose to the occasion. Very emotional evening. He was brought to tears a couple times, and the love and adoration and the respect that was showed him, it just truly, truly was a special, special evening.
And, of course, over this weekend, too, we have the word about the Carlos Carrasco and his leukemia.
On the other, yes, on the other side of things, the reality of life, Carlos with leukemia. You know, we, at the outset, obviously, we've all, you know, a number of us have known from the very beginning that it was up to Carlos and his family as to when they wanted to share the exact details of his blood disorder. And doctors have told him to keep working, move forward. I think that's a lesson in life for all of us, just to stay positive, keep moving forward. And Carlos will do that. He's a strong young man. He's an incredible young man. He is actually our nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award. Every team has a nominee, and they pick one gentleman from Major League Baseball to earn that award. And Carlos does some terrific work providing a helping hand to those in need, especially youth all around the world. And he's just a special young man. His strength will indeed get him through this.
You know, Bob, speaking of pitchers, Shane Bieber, he makes the All-Star team. How about that?
Yeah, that's fun. He's had obviously a terrific first half. He's really stepped up, met the challenge. When Clevinger went down, when Mr. Kluber went down, Mr. Bieber stood up and met that challenge for us as we're playing terrific baseball here for the last month and some, and he's been a huge part of that and gets rewarded by making his very first All-Star game, and that gives us four All-Stars, obviously, with Carlos Santana and Frankie Lindor, our closer Brad Hand, who's one of the best in the business, and our manager, Tito, will be on the bench this evening. So with Joey Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, who will be the American League All-Star manager. So well represented tonight, or tomorrow in the All-Star game. Tonight, Carlos in the Home Run Derby. I'm just really anxious to see if our scoreboard's going to hold up, if any of the guys are going to tattoo our scoreboard during Home Run Derby tonight.
Well, you know, speaking of tattoos, tattooing the ball, we had you on a couple weeks ago, and you said this was back when the Twins were seemingly running away with the division, and you said If we can get it down to five or maybe six games by the All-Star break, we're right back in it. And look what happened.
Yeah, you know, they came back to reality. They had a couple injuries, which we had earlier than them. We got on fire, and our offense started to click. And here we are in the standings. It says 5.5 games back, but in reality, we're 5 in the loss column. Pretty much where we all thought we could be. I think it took us about a month to go from 11.5 to the 5.5, and we've got now 3 months to we're, as we said, 5 in the loss column. We just have to be 6 games better than them over the next 3 months of baseball. So it's going to be fun, and it all gets going this coming weekend. We have to fill the ballpark, get to Progressive Field this weekend. It's rock and blast weekend for Cleveland Indians fans, and it's against the Minnesota Twins Friday at 7:10, Saturday 7:10, and Sunday is KeyBank Kids Fun Day at 1:10. So big weekend to start off the second half of the season with a 10-game homestand right out of the box. First Energy, our friends at First Energy, sponsoring the Rock and Blast shows both Friday and Saturday. So there is so much going on baseball-wise. If you haven't been to Play Ball Park, get down there. It's an incredible celebration of baseball. It's got things for every age group. Really a remarkable indoor-outdoor festival. Again, so much going on. It's a tremendous amount of fun.
Absolutely. Hey, does Slider and Ketchup and Hot Dog and Mustard, do they get to participate in all in this All-Star thing in the park, or do they have to, like, sit in a special section and behave themselves?
They're everywhere. As a matter of fact, they're absolutely everywhere. As a matter of fact, Slider invites all his mascot friends from all the other baseball teams around the country. So we probably have 7 or 8 of the other mascots in baseball with us here in Cleveland running around Play Ball Park. They will be running around the ballpark tonight and tomorrow. It's really a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It's a great time to be in Cleveland as we're getting ready for a second half of some great baseball. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a good week.
Thank you, boys. Talk next week.